Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, Wednesday's in the feed. We're talking all things with your home. How to keep up with certain things now that the summer's coming up. You know, spending a lot of time at your house, starting your 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. And we have our friend Susie Calabrese, realtor in Fairfield County. You can follow her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT.
All right, Susie. So tell us about some of the things that we should kind of be mindful of as we're coming into the warmer weather. Maybe should I buy myself something expensive today, or should I put that money away for like a rainy day later on down the line?
Yeah, Jenna, as summer approaches, I know you probably naturally want to spend your money and your time probably like looking for those cute new sunnies or refresh your summer wardrobe or even splurge on vacation. But I hate to be the fun police, but to all my homeowners out there, you may want to think about some of those projects you've been putting off during the winter months and get a punch list going to tackle some of those things that are within your budget for this season. This will also help you plan and budget in the future to keep your home's value top of mind. You know, some people may have noticed things outside while they were barbecuing over the weekend, like a loose roof shingle, bricks coming off your chimney, cracks in the driveway that could use sealing, or even pollen buildup all over the roof or some parts of the exterior of the house that could use washing. So this is the time to not ignore it, but go for it and get her done.
You know what's so interesting? That is so true. Every time I'm outside, like on the deck, I always know, for me, it's bees. I'm always those pesky bees are like out again. Gotta call pest control, right? Because I don't want a bigger problem later on. These carpenter bees, they kind of get into the walls. So it's true. As soon as you're barbecuing and having a good time, you start to notice like there's a problem. There's a problem. There's a problem.
Right. Make a list. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's actually a good point, Susie.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us have been inside all winter. We haven't really been spending, like, if we're outside, it's really not probably like walking around our houses necessarily just yet. So really looking at it with a fine-tooth comb. But that kind of like leads me into the idea, you know, when we bought our houses, we had an inspection done. So there was somebody who went through looking at all the details and was an expert. So for the super responsible homeowners, I have a really good tip. You know, pull out that old inspection report that you spent a lot of money on and make a punch list and go from there. The smaller and larger items will help you keep your priorities straight from the, you know, expert's insights. So the best way that you can keep and increase value in your home is to care for it well. And the longevity of your home's good quality will depend on your ability to keep up with its maintenance.
Right now we're talking about, Jenna, the things, little things that come up that Susie can help us with that we can do to avoid bigger problems, right?
Yeah, I'm a huge procrastinator. I see the small things and I don't always take the initiative that I should take. And I end up with a bigger headache later on down the line. So Susie, give me a dose of reality today. What are the things that I need to kind of look out for and take care of immediately?
Yeah. So when small important items appear at home, take care of them right away. I know it's hard for all of us. Trust me. We recently noticed in our basement, after looking more into it ourselves before calling in the big guns like a plumber or anything, but we found water coming from a shutoff valve from our water spigot on the inside in our basement. So for people that, like, I get confused about this kind of stuff, but like the inside valve for your outdoor water hose, it was a little bit loose, so it was dripping and collecting water inside our basement. I had seen the water there, and, you know, to be honest, like, small challenges like that can become a really good opportunity for you to avoid a bigger problem if handled before it perpetuates. So if we didn't realize that small little valve needed to be tightened, we could have had a bigger problem on our hands long term.
I think that like that helps when you're kind of moving things around the house too. You're able to see those spaces that, you know, I wouldn't have noticed if I hadn't taken out the inflatable pool or something. I don't know. It's a big item that blocks the water valves. But no, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah. I mean, and think of it this way. If you have a problem and you Band-Aid it, like catching a water drip with a bucket, eventually that water will overflow when left unattended. So, you know, as people are out there, as you're finishing up your spring cleaning and you're getting your summer items out, maybe your inflatable pool or, you know, whatever those items are. But now's a great time to look for water spots in the house. Don't forget your attic too. While you're up there, also check your attic's ventilation. Some houses have attic fans that turn on to ventilate when it reaches a certain temperature to help cool the attic, which actually helps your air conditioner not work as hard and keeps your overall house temperature down. If you're while you're in the basement, check any areas where you can see your foundation lines for any water lines or buildup of water under the ground. These can look like white lines or darker coloration on the concrete coming up the wall. This could help you identify some drainage issues in your land, which is now really the time to help redirect that while the ground is soft.
Okay. See, so now it's expanding even from like beyond the four walls of your home.
Right.
Yeah. Going out to like the rest of your property.
Definitely. And water is just a tricky thing. Like for people that have sensitive allergies to mold, which a lot of people do, water that's left either untreated or not remediated can grow mold. So this can present challenges for inside air quality of the home. So if you're an owner or a renter, either take care of the things right away or notify your landlord so they can do the right thing before it affects the safety of the home.
Yeah, it can be important for your health too.
Mm-hmm. So it definitely sounds like prevention is key, and then getting ahead of the problem is like super important. Susie, these tips are all great. Thanks so much. We always appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Susie. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.